Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Herbs.
Listen in to Merry Man Herbs, it's a better life show. Every first and third Sunday on 1340 Radio AM for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you a little fun with interesting health tips and the up-to-date, scientifically-based health news. He will interview some of the leading doctors, scientists, and leaders in the holistic health fields. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life. Hello, this is Mike. Today we have with us Cheryl Myers, who's the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education. I always love talking with Cheryl because she explains things so simply in layman's terms, and a lot of the things that we talk about I know are very complex, but she also has a lot of science and good information behind her. But before we get started questioning a poor Cheryl about this new amazing herb, I wanted to tell you a little bit of my own personal story. And I had a dog that had horrible bladder issues, and we finally pinned it down to the insecticide, the heartworm insecticide that we were giving the dog. Actually, about the last year or two of her life, we quit. I finally told the vet, I said, you know, there's no sense in giving her all these meds because she's in such bad shape. And actually, she got much better after we got her off the what I consider poisons. And it never makes sense to me to give a mammal insecticides, but also if you've got the risk of heartworm, you're kind of, it's one of these things, you don't really have a choice. So anyway, I was desperate. I was absolutely desperate. My dog was going out four or five times in the middle of the night. She was having accidents everywhere. Poor thing. There was even, because she had such irritation, you know, there was even sometimes blood in her urine. And I was just desperate. I didn't know what to do. I think I tried everything in the store at Merry Man to help the situation. But I came across this herb, which is called Angelica. It's a specific type, Angelica arc Angelica, grows in Iceland. It's basically a subspecies, and Cheryl will give you a lot more information about some of the other species and so forth. But this particular subspecies of the Angelica, and it was a leaf, it was in supplement form. I gave my dog two doses in the very first night. I was absolutely amazed. I only had to take her out once. She had regained bladder control that rapidly. I couldn't believe it. And we really had great results. In fact, the vet said that the dog probably lived about 5 years longer than she normally would just using conventional veterinarian treatment. So I was really happy. And of course, I work with a holistic veterinarian, so it's really great to be able to utilize everything from the conventional veterinarian medicine to the alternatives. I always like the holistic aspect of healing, so I was able to utilize everything at hand. But I was absolutely amazed, and I'm always amazed every day. I've got a number of customers that get phenomenal results. Some of the men with prostate issues and weakened bladders, they actually alleviate a lot of their night trips. And then, of course, a lot of women. I think it's at least one out of every five people over 40 have incontinence issues. So a lot of my women customers really love this particular product, too, because it helps to strengthen the bladder. And I think, Cheryl, you can get into more details about, you know, the actual, I think it's isoquercetin that's one of the key components in it. But anyway, Cheryl, are you there?
I certainly am.
All
right. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. And interestingly enough, the Vikings use this herb as a form of currency. Tell us a little bit about the history and, you know, where it comes from and what makes this, what we call Angelica, Arc Angelica, so unique.
Well, you know, Iceland was settled by the Vikings, or as they say in Iceland, the Vikings.
The Vikings, okay.
So the Vikings settled Iceland. However, that doesn't mean that they lost contact with the mainland, and they contributed. They continued to have trade and ships that went back and forth and back and forth. And so one of the things that they used for currency and for trade was an herb that grows in Iceland called Angelica Archangelica. Now, Angelica Archangelica also grows in other areas of Scandinavia, but it's a subtype that grows in Iceland. Some scientists today think it's because of the volcanic soils, or it could be because during the summertime there's 24 hours of daylight.
Yeah, it's light.
Whatever the case may be, it was recognized that the medicine from Iceland was more powerful than that found in other parts of Scandinavia.
You know what, Cheryl? You know, being an herbalist, herbal specialist, you're right on the money there, because when botanicals are stressed, and I've been in the fragrance industry and the herb industry, and the nutritional industry, and we know, I mean, it is basically scientifically, clinically proven that when plants are stressed, they produce more of the healing, more of the powerful constituents. And so that makes a lot of sense to me, you know, having a plant in special soil. I know with the oregano and so forth, they always tout that the wild Mediterranean oregano, and actually there's a Moroccan oregano, and we know with Vidalia onions, the soil, the environment can really kind of, you know, what we call nutrigenetics or epigenetics, kind of change the outcome of even the genes and so forth. So yeah, you're spot on with that.
So for whatever reason, and I'm sure that that's probably what it was, but they recognized that the Icelandic angelica was ever so much more powerful.
Ah.
And so they considered it an herb that they traded for, even though the herb grew in their area as well. In fact, Icelandic angelica was so valued that there were, in the sagas written in Iceland, which is the code of law, over 1,000 years ago, there was fines and monetary fines associated with poaching or stealing another man's angelica.
Wow.
So it has a long history of really potent use and high valued in the Nordic countries. So Icelandic angelica grows wild. It's one of the plants that seem to do really well in that rather sometimes very, you're right, it's very stressful terrain. And it is harvested, and the water extract of Angelica archangelica has been shown to be a powerful medicine for bladder concerns.
I like that water extract because right there, mm-hmm. you know, there's no solvents or dangerous chemicals or anything like that. And I know a lot of times there's a lot of proprietary information with water extracts. We talk to people all the time, you know, with the bee pollens and all kinds of things like that. So that is absolutely phenomenal. The Angelica, this is a very powerful, specific, valued, I think it was even written up over 1,000 years ago in some of the earliest law books, like you were saying, you know, you could mm-hmm. get in trouble for stealing another person's Angelica, although it's what we probably would call a cosmopolitan plant in Iceland. It kind of grows everywhere, but what specific things I know there's, you know, people have problems with urgent urination, overactive bladder, nighttime trips to the bathroom, incontinence, bedwetting. You know, I've seen this product in action. It's absolutely amazing. But what are some of the, you know, different things that this product can be used for? You know, just besides that, I know even people with prostate issues. What is your company and, you know, what does the science kind of show with this product?
Well, with the Icelandic variant of Angelica archangelica, we find that it does some basic things. Number one is it helps to reduce some of the inflammatory activity that's going on in the bladder. It helps to normalize the nerve signals to the bladder, and it helps to improve the musculature of the bladder and improve bladder capacity.
Okay, right there. This is something I know with the prescriptions that are out there and the medicine. They actually relax and actually over long term will weaken the function of the bladder. You become more addicted to it. So this is actually nutritionally supporting the muscles and actually helping to heal. So you're actually getting kind of a reversal of your symptoms and so forth. And, you know, I see time and time again, you know, and I think with this particular product, you start with maybe two a day, but I see a lot of people going to maintenance doses or one a day, or I've even seen customers get off supplements for a while because all their body was really needing was, you know, some nutrition. You know, you don't have basically a synthetic pharmaceutical deficiency. You have a nutritional deficiency, as Dr. Brownstein always likes to tell everybody. So, you know, that is just phenomenal that it's nutritionally supporting and healing the bladder. I've been reading about a component in there called isoquercetin. Is that correct?
Yes, there's isoquercetin, and there are some other compounds. But the scientists just beginning to really unravel which of the compounds in Icelandic angelica are really playing a role. And the truth of the matter is it probably does not come down to just one single component.
Right,
it's
sure.
It's like with many herbs.
Holistic.
It's the whole family of these compounds together that work so beautifully to help people with bladder problems. You know, when we look at the statistics for the number of people with bladder problems in America, it's just staggering. So did you know that amongst older men, the the number of men that are getting up more than once a night,
like me,
somewhere between 68 and 93%. And in older women, the women getting up more than once per night to urinate, it's up to 77%. So you see that there's a lot of issues with people not getting proper rest. Now, getting up once a night is not such a big deal. But you start getting up two or more times a night to empty your bladder, and you're going to start to interfere with the natural relaxation and healing processes that the body undergoes when you're in the deepest level of sleep. And they also find that about 15% of the adult population has some level of overactive bladder, which means it's hypersensitive. The nerves are firing when the nerves should not be firing.
Right.
And that prevalence increases in age. When we look at incontinence, and incontinence is the involuntary loss of urine. Now, many, many women, especially after they've given birth, have some level of what they call stress incontinence.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that you get anxious and you urinate. It means physical stress.
Right.
So you cough, you sneeze.
Sneeze, right. Or laugh. I can't laugh. I'm gonna wet my pants.
Or running, you know, some of those physical exertions. So when we look at stress incontinence, sometimes it's just a little dribble.
Right.
And sometimes it's an embarrassing amount. So many women, up to 55% of women that are 65 and older, so more than half of women 65 and older, have some level of urinary leakage, and many of them require some kind of padding or special underwear because of that urinary leakage.
Right.
And you would also be surprised that there's a fair amount of people who still have involuntary urine loss while they are sleeping.
We call that
adult bedwetting, which is different than the bedwetting that occurs in childhood, which is most of the time related to neurological immaturity, or, you know, it's the child sleeps so deeply that their bladder cannot hear the brain, or the brain cannot hear the bladder signal,
so
they don't wake up.
So that's what's going on.
In adults,
yeah.
It's usually a problem of bladder capacity if you have adults that are wetting the bed.
Okay.
So there's a lot of ways that you can use this Icelandic Angelica because it helps to strengthen the bladder so you can hold on to the urine. In one study of men, it found that men with low bladder capacity, it reduced their trips to the bathroom by as much as 50% and tripled the amount of time that they could sleep until they had to wake up for the first time to empty their bladder. So those are some huge numbers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I there's actually a clinical study here that there is a basically, 180% increase in uninterrupted sleep. They saw an increase of over 170% in bladder capacity. So actually, the bladder is getting healed. It has greater capacity. You get better sleep. I think that's phenomenal because I know a lot of times, you know, once you get up, and a lot of individuals that they'll get up in the night and go to the bathroom, and then it's like, oh, I can't get back to sleep. You start thinking about everything for what's going to go on for the rest of the day. And I always tell everybody what you're thinking in the middle of the night usually doesn't turn out to be the way it is, and it's usually not as bad as you think. Mm-hmm. So you always need to kind of remember that. I was reading here, you know, because with men with their prostate, a lot of times saw pimento is one of the leading herbs for that. But in Iceland, they actually have replaced saw pimento in some of these prostate formulas with this Angelica herb. And I was really amazed at that. We have some phenomenal formulations to help with the BPH, the benign prostatic hyperplasia, and bringing down this inflammation that occurs and helping with all of that. And I kind of look at this product as like the icing on the cake. And
well, you're absolutely right that this has become the number one prostate product in Iceland, and yet it doesn't necessarily work specifically on the prostate.
Right.
When men have prostate symptoms, it's generally bladder symptoms because the prostate's pressing into the bladder or the urethra, and it either enhances the feeling that men have to urinate and or they don't have full and complete bladder emptying, and therefore they have to get up multiple times during the night. So the way that this works is that it helps to improve that bladder capacity, but because the musculature is strengthened, they are better able to get the urine out of the bladder so you don't end up with as much residual urine. Additionally, it does have some mild urinary tract anti-inflammatory effects, which may help benefit the prostate itself. So I often say if men are having success with saw palmetto,
right,
and saw palmetto works in a totally different way. It does not work on the bladder. It works on the prostate gland. And the way that saw palmetto works is that it it has hormonal activity, and that it keeps testosterone from turning into a form of testosterone called DHT, dihydrotestosterone. So when you DHT is the form of testosterone that's most associated with prostate enlargement.
That's kind of the bad guy, DHT.
Right, right.
It causes you to go bald, too, I think.
Right. It's associated with baldness as well.
Right, right.
So the beauty of Angelica is it's non-hormonal, so it doesn't have any impact on the hormonal system.
Okay.
It's safe for everyone to take. But I always say if men are getting great results from saw palmetto and they don't need it to be any better, well, good for you. But if you're taking saw palmetto and it may be helping, but it's not getting you where you want to be, that's when you need to add Angelica Archangelica. And in men who are just starting out and starting to have some symptoms, I always say try the Angelica Archangelica first. If it works well enough, and it generally does, you may not have to go on to adding saw palmetto to your regimen.
And there's a lot of other things, too, in the prostate formulations. We've got some that are just what I consider awesome. I mean, they have all kinds of different things in them, and they're very holistic and very healing. But I just had a customer the other day that was not wanting to go on the prescription meds because of all the side effects for his bladder issues, and he'd been having a lot of prostate issues, kind of had that under control, but he was just kind of getting incontinent and having issues. And I said, you could add this product very safely to your regimen.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, she called me back a couple days later, and he was like, that did it. You know, it's phenomenal. And I think he made a really big point here, because some of the medications for this incontinence actually are majorly hormone medications, and a lot of those can create a lot more issues that we don't want to go there. I mean, you start dealing with the hormones, and we know with the horsemare urine and the breast cancer and other cancers and so forth, you start taking hormones and messing with your hormones, you don't feel right, you increase your incidence of cancer. And it's one of those things you really don't want to go down that road unless you absolutely have to. And I know most of my customers get really scared with some of these prescriptions, because the side effects are so devastating. A lot of these prescriptions actually damage your bladder, cause it to be weakened. Some are hormonally based, so you've got your increased incidence of cancer and all the side effects that go with that. And here's a product that is phenomenal. And if you want to know the exact name and more information, feel free to give us a call at Merryman 217-429-1555. We can educate you on that. But it's a pure product. It's only at, 100 milligrams is the dose per tablet, I think.
Right. And the clinical study was done on 2 tablets per day, but many individuals find that for maintenance, they can start at 2 and then drop down to 1 thereafter, although there's no problem with continuing at 2 if that's the dose that works best for you.
Well,
I always say I'm from the Midwest. Yeah. I'm cheap. If I can get by on less, then so be it. But there's no harm with taking the 2 tablets per day if needed.
Well, actually, for my dog, I was near the end. I was up to about 4 or 5 a day with
it's
her.
Very.
Yeah. And, that's another thing that I want to point out that I get really frustrated with. You know, people will go in and do chemotherapy till they can't even breathe or think, and they take these high doses of all these extremely toxic chemicals, and they're okay with that. But they're afraid to take one extra oregano or maybe take one extra something. Now, obviously, you don't want to go crazy with any supplementation. But I think sometimes people think they can take, one pill and that's it and be well the next day. I think there's a commercial on TV about that. I'm going to do one sit-up and that's going to do all my cardiovascular for the next week. So, you really, again, not to get people to over, you don't want anybody overdosing, but with supplements, I mean, there's no poison cap on supplements as there is with, the pharmaceuticals. So you don't have to worry as much about overdosing. And I think sometimes people, sometimes they don't want to spend the money, like you said, but at other times they're like, well, I'm only going to take one in there. And then they don't get the results that they need. And you also want to look at your weight. Everything over the counter is designed for a person that weighs about 150 pounds. And if you're a big person, say you weigh 200-300 pounds, sometimes the recommended dose on the package is not enough, and you need to take more. Sometimes it's too much. I've had people say, well, you know, I really didn't need to take that much. I only weigh, you know, 100 pounds. So you really want to take a look at that. Talk to your qualified healthcare practitioners. Make sure that, you know, the dose that you're taking is going to work. But I've also found with this product that the more you take it, the longer you take it, there's kind of a building of a beneficial effect with it. So, you know, after a week or two, you'll find that you get better and better and better. And I've had my customers tell me that, too, to where they really feel like, you know, they're basically have gained youthfulness and then they're back to normal. So, again, I want to talk a little bit about how this, because this is a special herb. And it's not just grown everywhere around the world. And I know your company has spent a lot of time. In fact, I think Terry has actually gone over to in the fields where the plants are and visited those. And there's a special processing. Tell me a little bit about the sourcing of this and how it's processed and the purity of the product.
Well, you know, Iceland is one of the cleanest countries on the planet because the vast majority of their energy comes from geothermal.
Yes.
Because it is a volcanic island, so they do have a lot of underground energy supply that has nothing to do with burning coal or burning fuels. So it's very, very, very clean country. This grows wild all over the arable areas of Iceland, so there's no issue whatsoever with running out of it. It is harvested. One of the biggest supply areas is an island called Hrísey. There's only one vehicle on Hrísey. It's a big tractor that serves as a also serves as a taxi cab when people need to get from one area of Hrísey to the other and they're not going to walk. So it's just a very,
it's a tractor.
Interesting process.
Yeah.
They harvest the plant. They use the above-ground parts, and they use a water extraction process. It's just very clear, very simple. You know, one of the things that struck a thought while you were talking about adverse effects of prescription drugs, one of the things that they've just found out in the last few years is that the drugs that they use to reduce bladder spasms, the drugs that they use to help with incontinence, are in a class of drugs called anticholinergic drugs. Choline. Remember that word, choline. Anticholinergic drugs. So they reduce the amount of choline in the body, and some of the adverse effects of that can be constipation and dry mouth and this and that.
Right.
But now the Journal for the American Medical Association. So that we're talking a big publication.
Right.
We're not talking Joe's Medical Journal from around the corner. We're talking about probably
JAMA,
the biggest, most prestigious journal in America, has come out with an article that says that reducing choline in the body increases your risk for dementia because
if
you have Alzheimer's disease, the neurotransmitter that's depleted is called
acetylcholine. Yes.
Yeah. So when you, I told you, remember that word choline. So acetylcholine is reduced because you've chronically reduced choline in the body, and there's two reasons that they use anticholinergic drugs. So they use them for bladder incontinence and bladder spasms. They also use them for allergies like Benadryl.
Right.
Diphenhydramine has some anticholinergic activity. Well, God forbid you'd have an allergy and problems with incontinence
and
both medications. That would just be a perfect storm.
Right, and be on a statin drug, which reduces your cholesterol, which is brain-saving also. So you're almost guaranteed to get Alzheimer's, senile dementia if you were on all of those.
Well, you certainly would dramatically increase your risk. So I think it's important to look at healthier ways to take care of a serious, embarrassing, uncomfortable problem. And if we can get there with things that do not deplete choline from our body and do not increase our risk of dementia, wow. What a win-win situation that is, huh, Mike?
Yeah, that's why we're so busy out at Mary Man because, you know, we look for the highest quality, lowest cost on alternatives that work. And you know, that's one of the things with this radio show and with my business. I'm, you know, talking to the leading doctors and scientists, people in the field. So we're coming up with things that are absolutely phenomenal. They're safe. They're effective. They generally have no negative side effects. And one of the things I wanted to point out is this plant gets to be about 6 feet tall, so it's a very large plant, and the process is from the leaves. Basically, you make kind of a tea or a tea extraction and then put it into a supplement form. But the thing that's just really exciting about all this is how safe and effective the product is. And, you know, again, it's very, very important to be able to take a product that is effective, that doesn't have side effects, and that's actually beneficial. I know there's a lot of, we talked a little bit earlier about, there's a lot of other ingredients in this product. I think there's, if I'm not mistaken, maybe bioflavonoids. What other compounds are in here that are healing and effective too?
Well, they're still working on identifying all of those, but you're right. There is a broad array of phytonutrients that occur naturally in the Angelica plant. And I do want to take a moment because you might have some herbally savvy folks in the audience.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
And they're thinking, oh, Angelica, that's that Chinese, traditional Chinese.
Oh, good point. Yes.
I get that question all the time. The herb that makes Dong Quai is called Angelica sinensis.
Okay.
And the herb that makes the herb we're talking about is Angelica archangelica. They have the same first name. They do not have the same last name. They are not the same herb. So Dong Quai is used in traditional Chinese medicines for women's complaints, women's health,
hormonal,
and menopause.
Right.
Yes. Right. And so they have very, very different activity.
I've actually had customers use that to get pregnant.
So when we're looking at I would guess that there's no risk for pregnancy with Angelica or Angelica.
Yeah. Oh, I got my bladder. Well, I don't know. You get your bladder controlled, you may get pregnant.
You never know. Yeah. I guess you never know. But they are two totally different herbs, and I get that question all the
good
time.
Good point.
No, it is not Dong Quai. This is a different herb. I sometimes joke and say my first name is Cheryl, and there's a model out there named Cheryl Teagues. My name is Cheryl Myers. Her name is Cheryl Teagues. We are in no way the same person. I can absolutely validate that.
That's good, great point. Well, we've got a product that we can tell you about that's based on this Angelica archangelica, the angel's herb. It is extremely effective. It covers a lot of different things, you know, everything from overactive bladder to continence to prostate issues. It's something that if you have that, I definitely would look into. Feel free to give us a call out at Mary Mann. Ask us more questions. And Cheryl, thank you for all the wonderful information. I just love interviewing you. You kind of make it fun and easy and simple. But I cannot believe how well this product works. And it's one of these things of give us a call. We'll tell you more about it. And I think you'll be absolutely amazed. It's one of these miracle herbs is how I see it. And it's kind of specific for a specific, you know, bladder issue, but it's very, very effective. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Mike.
The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Herbs.